thanks for tuning in to the She Is Summer podcast. I am your host, Summer, spelled with an O, not a U, but still sizzling hot, honey. Welcome to my bedroom. As some of you may know, I podcast live and in person from my bedroom. It doesn't get any more intimate than that. If this is your first time listening in, I am a Jesus girl. I am a wife, a mom, an entrepreneur. If you are none of these things, we will still have a great conversation in here because that is what we do. It's all love, baby. First of all, it is summertime, as you know, like my name, which means it's supposed to be hot, but I am cold in Cali today. I don't know what is going on, but I have the windows open in the bedroom and I am freezing. I had to grab a robe. I'm about to grab some socks in a minute. So today, I'm going to talk about the importance of your voice, how our voice is important and we should be using it. This is my very first podcast. And so I thought this was very fitting to speak about is our voice. Anyway, so if you hear any airplanes passing by, honey, I live next door to an airport and it can get so loud in here. So please ignore that. I have the windows closed, so hopefully that you don't hear that. And then I live next to people who are jumping out of airplanes and they're yelling for their parachute to open. So, honey, I have a lot going on in this area. It's a beautiful area, but it's a lot going on here for someone who wants to podcast. But that's how it goes. Last but not least, you may hear me flipping through my notes because, honey, I am 42 years old. I don't remember everything I want to say. So yes, I have notes. I am very transparent. You would know everything you need to know because I don't hide it. And that smack you hear every now and then, that is the South Central LA girl coming out, showing herself, showing out, and I can't tuck her in. Sometimes I try to, but she comes out every now and then. So just you know, go with the flow. And so anyway, I wanted to start this podcast because I have two gorgeous chocolate daughters like myself, and I wanted to remind them and myself and you that our voice has power and that we have something to say. So I used to be extremely shy growing up as a young girl, and my oldest daughter is shy as well. And I'm still an introvert, but I will speak on various topics if I have something to say about it. It's like Oprah says, those that know teach. And at the age of 42, in my 40s, it's about time that I teach. And so there are plenty of lessons that I had to learn in the past. I had to learn how not to sit in shame as a survivor of incest and a survivor of divorce. For a long time, I sat in that shame of my story, of my journey. And then one day I realized that it was power in that story. And that, yeah, even though it was uncomfortable, I was giving that story for a reason and a purpose. Because God has given me the boldness to speak on it and the courage to speak on it, I knew that it didn't just happen just for happening's sake and just to hurt me. But it also happened so I can help others. And so I speak about it boldly. I speak about the shame and the embarrassment of incest. And I speak about the shame and the embarrassment of a failed marriage. And so there were some other lessons that I had to learn as well. I had to learn as a little girl that even though my skin was dark chocolate, honey, didn't mean that I wasn't beautiful. Let's get that clear. And I also had to learn that my body did not define me. As a teenager, as a young girl, it did not define my beauty. Is what I mean. My body did not define my beauty. You know, they used to talk about back in my day, the Coca-Cola body shape type. And it did not define me, but that I was beyond my body. Because, and I say this because when I was younger, I would always get comments from guys and even women about my body type, you know, small waist, big butt, all this stuff. Everything was surrounded and focused on my body as if I had nothing else to offer to the world, which is a bold-faced lie, child. I have so much to offer to the world, way more than hips, a butt, and some breasts, okay? But that's the box they tried to put me in. And so I've also had to learn that you can survive just about everything if you focus and keep the main thing the main thing. My mom was my bestest friend in the world. And she passed away when I was about 22. I was a young mom of one daughter. And then after she passed away with grieving, you know, they call it grieving sex, I got pregnant with my second daughter. And so then I became a parent of two children with no guidance from my mom, who was an amazing mother. And I didn't think I would be able to survive that. And then going through the divorce without her here, I didn't think I was going to be able to survive. It was times where I didn't have anywhere to go with my two children because of a loss of a job. I had to ask friends if I can stay with them. I've stayed in a garage with my two children. Honey, I'm telling you, I have testimony after testimony. And on this podcast, I will be sharing every detail that you want to know, every detail that you didn't even know you wanted to know, okay? And so, I'm starting like Cardi B now with the okay. Okay, anyway, so that is another thing that I had to learn. And I also have been learning that health is truly wealth. When we take care of ourselves, we can do so much more for our community, so much more for our family, and achieve so much more in our businesses or our job. You know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes I'm asked to speak at places and I need energy. I need energy to rip and run places. Sometimes I'm asked to write something and I need to wake up early in the morning. And the only thing that gets me up in early in the morning is when I juice before I go to sleep or have a big salad or a big fruit, but when I have life food that is living. And so I have realized, and I've come to this point in life where I realized that health is truly wealth. And so there are so many things that I want to talk about on this podcast and just show us women, and especially us women of color, but it's all women, but show us that our voice matters because we matter. We can be the difference. We can be the change that the world needs. A lot of times we think that we cannot be because we're always thinking in big terms. Everything has to be big and huge. But if you are just talking to and pouring into and changing one life, it's always about one life at a time, you are making a big difference. I remember there was a pastor who said one time that in order to change the world, you know, start with the head, start with the men, and for them to influence their family, it goes to the wife and then to the children, and then that goes into the community, and then it goes all through the world. And so if there is not no man in the home, if there's not a man in the home, then start with the woman who is in the home and the head of the household. And it goes to her children, and then it goes into the community, and then it goes all into the world. Our voice matters, and we can make a difference. Yes, you, girlfriend, you can make a big difference. So I encourage you today to speak up. Some of our stories are really brutal and really hurtful. I've known people who have been raped and molested by their own biological father. I've known people whose parents have dragged them into the abortion clinic because they didn't want to be embarrassed that their child got an abortion, not worried about the person who was laying on that table to do it. And I'm not talking about those who have made a conscious decision to get an abortion and they're grown enough and they go. I'm talking about those who parents have forced them to end and to terminate their pregnancies, that they have to live with that for the rest of their life. I am speaking of some hard things that I know people have, where they have family members murdered right before them. I'm speaking of some things that people have lived through, but they have made it on the other side. And we're going to talk about all of those things. Like I said, you can survive just about anything. But if you need to stay focused and keep the main thing the main thing. So this is my very first podcast, and I'm not sure how long I want them to be yet. I'm still trying to make a decision because I don't want to talk your ear off, but I do want to give you enough content content and enough information as you are traveling to work, as you are working out, as you are cooking. That is when I listen to podcasts. Speaking of, I was listening to Rachel Hollis podcast yesterday. I'm so hooked on her. I love her. She is great for entrepreneurship, podcasting, writing books. Oh, I gotta tell you guys, I wrote my very first book last week. It was a sudden thing. It just came all of a sudden. I was doing some intermittent fasting, which I'm trying to get back to. Listen, sometimes I'm all over the place. But yesterday I went to the doctor and I have been having some nerve pain in my knee. And so I went to the doctor and he said, well, it's not much you can do. You can get some gel or something to kind of take the pain away a little bit, but there's no cure. And so I said, you know what? I believe if I shed this weight, it'll get a little better. And he said, yeah, it probably would. And so I need to get back on this intermittent fasting. Honey, let me just say right now that I am starving. Starving. Okay. I'm so hungry because I have not eaten since yesterday sometime. And I want to go work out before I actually eat. So hopefully I don't faint, pass out somewhere. Now I forgot what I was telling you. Rachel Hollis. I was telling you about her podcast. I was listening to her yesterday as I was driving around. I think my podcast should be at least 30 minutes. I think that gives people enough, like a 30-minute workout, a 30-minute drive to work, 30-minute meals. Hey, I think I'm coming up with some titles for my podcast. So she was talking about doing the thing. Just do the thing. Whatever it is that you have, that you've been wanting to do, what is stopping you from doing the thing? So with this podcast, I have had my microphone, I'm embarrassed to say, but I have to be honest and transparent. I've had my microphone for 2 whole years. Mm-hmm. You heard me right. 2 whole years. And I had someone actually purchase it for me because I said I want to podcast. And she said, I believe in you. So this podcast should have launched 2 years ago, but it is just taking place now. And you know what? God's timing is perfect. And he knew that I would procrastinate. And so this is already planned. And so, hey, I'm just saying now I'm in the will of the Lord. Okay. And So she was talking about doing the thing. And so today I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? She's right. I need to just do the thing. So like I said, last week I woke up because I was intermittent fasting. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning, so bright-eyed, full with energy. And I was trying to figure out what in the world am I going to do? I was looking at the walls, looking at the ceiling. And then it came to me, this book idea came to me and I just started writing and writing. The next day I told some of my family about it and they were so excited. They said, oh, that's so good. And so I wrote this children's book for the first time, which I wasn't planning on doing. I thought my first book would be for women about divorce or about a sexual past that you wouldn't want to talk about my marriage now and how to maintain a healthy, wonderful marriage, because I have a husband who is awesome. He's so amazing, you guys. And we have been married for 11 years in August. It would be 11 years, August 8th. And so I want to talk about life after divorce and restoration and what that looks like. So anyway, that's a whole journey, but that's what she was talking about, is doing the thing. So if there is something that you have been contemplating on wanting to do, we're in a time to just do it. I was looking at Facebook statuses today and I noticed that so many people were complaining about their job, and there is nothing wrong with a job, but I would say get into a job that you enjoy. Life is too short. My mom died in her early 60s, which is very young. Life is too short to be sitting around being so unhappy. Like, live to the absolute fullest. Don't worry about judgment. I was talking to my husband this morning about that when he said, you do not let what people think bother you. And I said, no, I don't. Now, there's some times where I do, but most of the time it'll just roll off of me. I could care less. I'll tell you my business and you can judge all you want. But I could care less. So then you know that this is a no judgment zone. So you can share with me, and this is an absolute safe space for you to share your stories with me and to let me know what are some things that you would like me to speak on. I would love to know your thoughts. I am excited about this podcast, and I think that we are going to have a blast. So my intention is to record two more after this so I can have some lined up to just go ahead and upload during the week. I'm trying to figure out how many days I want to upload it. You know, some people may judge and say, why did she have this all figured out before she hopped on that microphone? Well, according to Rachel Hollis, honey, you just do the thing, okay? You don't have to have all that stuff figured out. It doesn't have to be perfect. The couple of number one broadcast podcast shows that I know of are from people's bedrooms, from people's living rooms, and doing it on their phone. They don't even have the fancy mic like I have all set up and that I had set up. This mic has been sitting on my desk for 2 years, and I am just making it hot. So don't be like me. I encourage you to do the thing, kick fair in the butt, and be great, honey. Be fabulous, because you are just that, and your voice absolutely matters, and we need it in the world. We need to hear what you have to share. We need to hear your experiences. We need to hear what you have to say. We need to hear what you have overcome, because you are an overcomer. You are a survivor, and we want to hear your stories because it will help the next. Okay, so I'm so glad that you were here with me today. I'm so glad we had this conversation, and I look forward to the conversations to come. Take care. Bye.